Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
It's here again! Yes! Republic Bank's Deal on Wheels is here again! Get your new vehicle today with up to 100% financing, same day approvals, reduced interest rates, and up to 10 years to repay! Plus, three lucky customers get each win payment of their comprehensive insurance up to $250,000! Don't miss out! Call, come in, or apply online today for the best Deal on Wheels at
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's the launch of the premium Black Countdown instant ticket promotion. July 27th through September 28th, 5 lucky players will win $1 million each. 4 will win $500,000 each. 3 will win $250,000 each. 2 will win $125,000 each, and 1 player will win $100,000. Look out for our mid-promotion drawing for your chance to win food vouchers worth $30,000 each. Write your name, address, and telephone number on the back of your non-winning premium black ticket and place it into the entry boxes for your chance to win. Premium Black Countdown by the Uganda Lottery Company Limited. And remember, a ticket today can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Patsy and Howard were out having lunch when Coretta turned up and made sure that Patsy knew that she and Howard had met before. Patsy was angry and abusive to Coretta, and Howard had to calm her down when Coretta left, assuring her of his love. Dinah, Rhonda, and Aubrey discussed creating job opportunities in Murundoy, including the establishment of factories, in order to reduce the incidence of theft in the village. And now we join the Bostons at home.
The Voice of Guyana has programming
for... Mommy, you're going to the village meeting this afternoon?
I'm feeling up there, Randall. And I don't want to run into the likes of Sister Patsy nor Coretta.
Well, I can go for represent the family then. I want to hear if anybody can got anything bad for say about me, child.
Don't tell me that's the only reason you're going to the meeting.
Well, of course not, Aubrey. I want to hear about the plans what I got for the village.
Oh, but you're so concerned when you don't even live in Guyana no more.
Murundoy is home all the time. And everybody who got a part in this village supposed to be up to scratch with what is going on.
Well, you're right. But more than half of the people in this village don't care. You go to the meeting this afternoon and you're going to see how much of them going
to
turn up.
Well, that's a shame. Maybe the council needs to do a bit more to encourage people to attend these meetings.
Then they send somebody around the village with a loudspeaker to announce. Sometimes Sonny himself does do it. What else the village council going to do if people ain't showing interest?
Well, maybe they should encourage everybody to tell a friend. And the villagers who actually pay an interest need to get through to the rest of them.
Yes. Because I sure enough of them who don't turn up to the meetings is be the first ones for complain.
You always find out. People would sit down and criticize from now till thy kingdom come. But when it's time for get up and do something, is a problem.
And that is very true about the Murundoy people.
Well, I go in because who knows? I might just get mad one day and pack up me and Jamari bags and come straight back to Guyana.
Eh? Well, this is news to me. When you would tell your loving husband that you're planning on coming back to Guyana with my son?
Man, Aubrey, look, relax. You know I would prefer to live in Guyana any day. It's because of you I in New York and you know I don't like it.
Well, you know I would glad for the little company if you and Jamari come back. especially since Unique is now a married woman and gonna be living with your husband.
No, man, Dinah, don't encourage this. I need me wife and me son with me.
Well, all we could come back. I'm better yet, Gayada get an aisle next year. I want my share.
Well, there's a very good point. Because a set of foreigners done porn in Guyana cause everybody want a piece of the sweet. You can't walk down Rob or Regent Street and town these days without hearing a set of Spanish talking and music. Abri, you better listen to your wife.
Well, I was really surprised when we been downtown the other day. Where are these Spanish people coming from?
You know what's going on with the crisis in Venezuela?
Well, that's very sad. Those people coming in from Cuba, Dominican Republic, all over the place.
Yes, I know it's sad. But me want nobody come and take over we whole country. Me and Jamari got forget we share. And Aubrey, you need to make up your mind if you're coming back with we.
Look, I ain't saying that I ain't gonna ever come back. But I got me a good job. We got a nice apartment. I got my car.
But
got
we could come back to Guyana and have we own house. And not have to share a building with hundreds of other people. Plus, half the time you don't even drive the car because New York traffic is a mess.
My father. Look, I tried it. I know I won't mind having me grandson.
I want Jamari to go to school in New York.
So like them ain't got good school in Guyana?
That is not what I say, Rhonda. But the opportunities you're going to have in New York as a citizen is going to be...
We're going to have plenty opportunities here too. This country gonna go through major changes because of the oil.
Look, let me don't quarrel. For now, we staying in New York.
And I don't have a say?
Y'all, excuse me. I going to lie down. I want be in your business.
Rhonda, look.
Don't Rhonda me. If I want come home, you ain't gonna stop me, Aubrey. And my son coming with me.
And you don't think that is selfish?
It's selfish that you think we should stay in New York even if I want come back home.
Well, it looks like everybody just thinking about themselves.
Look, we wake up Jamari. Come in, baby.
Ay, father.
Miss Rhonda Boston, is that you?
Yes, Ignatius.
I heard you come back for your daughter's wedding, but I didn't hear you were eating well.
You try to insult me, Ignatius?
No, quite the opposite. You're looking really good.
Well, please stop. I'm a married woman and you got your wife.
I'm a changed man, you know. If it was the past, I would have hustled you. I remember back in the day when I utilized your services you were offering.
You don't have to remind me, Ignatius. I did what I had to do at the time.
I ain't looking down on you for it or anything of the sort. I respect you, sir. I married Shelly, didn't I? And we are very happy.
A happy feel. Anyway, is when this meeting gonna start?
I ain't see the village chairman yet. Unique back yet?
In 2 days.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Sonny gonna live long.
All right. We'll make a start in a few minutes. Let's see if we get some more people.
What are you doing at this meeting, though? You're not going back to America?
Oh, no, I don't even know. I much prefer Guyana.
So, what are you doing there?
My husband.
Oh, yeah.
Good afternoon, good afternoon.
Wow. Who is he?
Hello. Hello. The name is Howard Horace Jackson.
Oh, you're the gentleman that Sister Pasi has been talking about.
I am he.
What business you have in Morondai Affairs, chap?
I didn't get a name, sir.
Ignatius Thomas. I am the businessman in Morondai.
I heard about you. Simon DeFreitas and I are working on some plans for the village.
You are involving yourself with that fellow? Now I know you're not of good standing.
We all are entitled to our opinions. I didn't get the name of this beautiful young lady sitting here, though, madame.
Rhonda.
Pleasure meeting you.
You and Sister Pasi there for truth?
Yes, she is my lady.
Just look through your eyes.
Don't be rude to the gentleman, Rhonda.
I guess every moly biscuit, eh?
Patsy is a wonderful woman, and I'm happy with her.
You got forgot some secret. Like you got a wife and children stashed away some way, right? Patsy's just a flake.
Not all us men are up to no good as some of you women believe. I am a divorcee, and yes, I have children.
And Sister Patsy is the only woman you got?
Are you interested in being a man?
No, thank you. Happily married woman here.
All right. We're going to make a start now. Let's rise for the national pledge, please.
Finally.
All right, we are still on any other business.
Mr. Chairman, I have a point to make.
Yes, Rhonda, go ahead.
I am very disappointed at the attendance at this meeting tonight. Where are the villagers? It's just this morning I was discussing the same issue with Mommy. If we're going to make real changes in Murundi, people need to come out to these meetings.
If I may interject.
Rhonda, thank you for making that point. The village council indeed has some work to do. Are you finished?
Yes, that's all for now.
Go ahead, sir.
Howard, Horace Jackson here. As it relates to the poor attendance here this evening, I don't think we can completely fault the people. This is my first time attending one of these meetings, and I must say that the lackluster approach is very encouraging.
Sir, you are not going to come into this village and insult the village council. Mm-hmm. You don't live here.
All right. Let's hear the gentleman out, please.
So because I don't belong to Murundi, I must not come to the meetings and have a say? I am living part-time in this community, and I have every right to know what is going on with the village and have my say.
Do you pay rates and taxes?
Sir?
It seems that you just came to criticize. I don't know what plans that you and that one Simon Freitas have, but it is not going to work. Have a seat, man.
How dare you tell me to have a seat? I'm not through with making my point. No wonder people are not at this meeting if this is the attitude of this gentleman.
You have no business being here.
Why? This better than Real Housewives of Atlanta or Love & Hip Hop.
All right. Yeah. Let's have some order, please.
Okay.
These meetings are to update villagers on our progress and at the same time listen to ideas and concerns. Mr. Jackson shared his concern and I respect him for that.
He shouldn't even be here.
All right, Ignatius, all right.
Next local government elections, I may be voting in this constituency.
I have to have a serious talk with Sister Patsy.
Mr. Jackson, do you have any idea how we can give the meeting some more life?
Give the people some incentive to come and don't talk at them. Talk with them. Make the meetings more interactive from start to finish. I heard there is a young deputy village chairperson. I was hoping she would be here. What is the reason for her absence?
Hello. Not she. Me daughter just got married and she dey push her honeymoon.
Oh, she's the same young lady who got married. My apologies, madam.
I guess you're not as informed as you should be.
Mr. Jackson, your point is taken. Okay, is there any other business?
Hey. What a meeting that was tonight.
Rhonda?
Aubrey? Is what you doing sitting down in the dark?
I was waiting up to talk to you.
Oh. Let me go and check on Jamari first.
He's fine. He went to sleep about an hour ago.
Oh. And where Mommy?
Miss Dinah is in her room.
Okay.
Please sit down.
What's this now?
Rhonda, you happy with me?
What kind of question is that, Aubrey?
The kind I want a straight answer for.
Of course I'm happy with you.
So why you always seem to be so agitated with me these days? And what was that earlier today about you wanting to come back again with Jamari? I thought we're supposed to be a family.
Look, I made the sacrifice and moved to New York with you even though I would have preferred to stay here. It's just that being home makes me realize just how much I miss this place.
So you want to stay and I go back by myself?
How I can do though?
I don't want to keep you from doing anything you want or being where you don't want to be. But if you choose to stay in Guyana, I carry me son with me.
You can't be serious, Aubrey. After I carry him for 9 months, I would never let you take Jamari.
You see how they make you feel? It's the same way I felt when you were talking this morning. I ain't about to play games with you, Rhonda. You're either in this with me or you're not. Good night.
Aubrey!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.